Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looking for a new career but don't want to spend 4 years in college? Then check out ECPI University. Through our year-round accelerated programs, you can earn a bachelor's degree in just 2.5 years, an associate's in 1.5, or earn your master's in as little as 15 months. Whether it's technology, healthcare, business, criminal justice, or the culinary arts, our hands-on programs can help you reach your professional goals. So what are you waiting for? Visit ecpi.edu to learn more.
Juarez, Mexico, is one of the most famous border cities in the world, and for 30 years, it's been home to a series of unsolved murders. Hundreds of young women have disappeared there without a trace.
Numbers started to rise, and then a lot of theories were floated up. The serial murder, the cartels, some sort of strange devil worship.
In Forgotten Women of Juarez, we follow a story that's left a trail of destruction in its wake, with FBI agents, forensic experts, reporters, and victims' families.
There could be an abduction in broad daylight. No one saw it. No one talked about it. These were like ghosts.
And we discover a web of corruption on both sides of the border.
It was scary when you think about who may be involved. Oh my God, it's like, oh my God.
It's a very, very, very dangerous place of the city. I wouldn't recommend you guys to go back.
Binge the first season now and find Forgotten Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, why is he going through my dirty clothes? Dear Stephen Shirley, when you read my letter, I know you're going to think my boyfriend and I are young, but I am 43 and he is 48. We've been dating for 2 years and he is extremely intelligent. We both love the Lord and we have stable careers. So here's the problem. I still go out with my girlfriends and maintain a social life. Whenever I'm out, I'm not constantly checking my phone because I want to stay present with my friends. This was pre-quarantine, so my boyfriend would want to know where I went, what I ate, drank, who was there, and what kind of men were there. I haven't had the chance to hang with my friends in months. So we got together last month and I had a great time, drank too much and got home too late. My boyfriend called me 3 times and each time I answered and told him I was fine and enjoying myself. I got home, showered and passed out. Early the next morning, my boyfriend popped up at my house. He said he is convinced that I'm cheating because my behavior has changed. He went into my room and the outfit I was wearing was on a chair. He smelled it and examined it. Then he did the nastiest thing I've ever seen. He went through my dirty clothes hamper and examined a few pairs of my panties. I just let him do it because I knew right then I was about to break up with him and put him out. We've been broken up for 2 weeks and I've had to block him on social media. I started back answering his calls last week, and he has apologized over and over. He said he's so in love with me that he can't help himself. He also said he wants to propose if I'll take him back. Do you think he is truly in love, or will his paranoid behavior continue if I take him back? Red flags, red flags, red flags all over the place. You see them all through your letter, and you already know the answer. You already know. You're asking if he's truly in love. He may be in love with you, but this is certainly not the way to express your love to someone you claim to love. When you went out pre-quarantine, he gave you the third degree when you got home. What you ate, who was there, what you drank. He was smelling your underwear, smelling your clothes, going in the hamper. Huh? And accusing you of cheating. I just think he's too jealous. I think he's too controlling. I think he doesn't trust you. I think he's too immature. You know, you haven't shown him any indication where you're cheating. You haven't been out in a long time. You went out this time because you got together with your friends after being quarantined for a long time. He's saying he's so in love with you. I just think that's an excuse to, justify his crazy behavior. I think these are all red flags, and you need to pay attention to them because, you know, we always want our men to change as women, but they're not going to change. This is who he is, okay? If he's doing it now before you get married, it's only going to continue and probably get worse, sorry to say. If you do take him back, I don't think you should, but if you do consider taking him back, don't just marry him and think everything is going to be rosy and all of that. Don't do that. I don't think he's going to change. I don't think you should put yourself through this. And if you do, because sometimes we get weak, sometimes they can talk us into it, please, please get some counseling and make sure that his behavior has changed for over quite a while, not just a few days or a few weeks. You know, this is going to be rough if you decide to do that. I don't think you should. All right. I'm just going to say that. I don't think you should take him back. Steve.
Lady, this letter crazy. It's wrong on so many levels. You all are too old. He's too old for this. You've been dating 2 years. He's extremely intelligent. Sounds stupid to me, but okay. You say he's intelligent, I go along with it. Smelling drawers and picking up panties and looking for stuff on.
It's not intelligent.
Sniffing. Here's a problem. I go with my girlfriends and have a social life, and you don't check your phone a lot so you can stay present with your friends. This was pre-quarantine, so your boyfriend wanted to know where I went, what I ate, where I drank, who was there, what kind of man was there. And then, you know, a quarantine hit. You ain't had a chance to be with your friends. So we got together, had a great time. All right? So now you trying to make it work, right? So you go out with your girlfriends. Now he tripping. But you had a great time, but you'll admit you drank too much, got home late. Boyfriend called you 3 times. Each time I answered, told him I was fine, I'm enjoying myself. I got home, showered, passed out. Early next morning, my boyfriend popped up at the house. And then here's where the hell starts.
Lord.
He said he is convinced that I'm cheating because your behavior has changed. What did you do? What did you do? He called your phone. You answered. What did you do that convinced him that you're cheating? This is from this really intelligent man you've got. So just through logic of deduction, tell me what you did to make him think that you were cheating. He went into your room and the outfit I was wearing was on a chair. He smelled it and examined it. Mm. Now, let me ask you a question. What happens if he misinterprets a smell? What the hell?
Hold that thought.
Better not be no damn gray flannel.
Whoa. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, why is he going through my dirty clothes? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap this crazy strawberry letter subject. Why is he going through my dirty clothes?
Well, this man that doesn't trust you when you go out with your friends, who calls you. And so one night you went out with your girlfriends. He called three times. You answered each time, told him you was fine. You got home, took a shower, passed out. He pops up the next day, goes in your room, picks up the dress that you had on and smells it and examines it. And like I said before, left. See, what you need to be concerned with is what happens if he misinterprets a smell? See, he didn't smell nothing, but he's convinced you cheating. But what happens if he misinterprets a smell? Are you going to get jumped on? I mean, what's his reaction going to be? Because you ain't found out what his real reaction is once he locks in on now you cheating. Because now he's smelling your panties. He all up in your underwear. You scared. Then he did the nastiest thing I've ever seen. He went through my dirty clothes hamper and examined a few pair of my panties. I think he has a fetish, and you just now finding out about it. He got a panty fetish. Yeah, he got a panty fetish. That sounds like a fetish to me. Now he all up in there just a handful of panties, just sniffing. I got a partner got that. I've seen this up close before. He scared me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he told me about it. I went, hey, dog, you need to go get some help. That's the first time I've ever told a black dude to go get some help.
Good advice. Good advice,
Steve. I just let him do it because I knew right then that I was about to break up with him and put him out. We've been broken up for 2 weeks, and I've had to block him on social media. I started back answering his calls last week. He has apologized over and over. He said he's so in love with me that he can't help himself. Now, let's look at that statement right there. He's so in love with you, he can't help himself. So y'all been together 2 years. He's so in love, he can't help himself. So what does he do with this so much in love feeling and that he can't help himself? If you get back together with him, what happens to the I can't help myself? It don't go away. Shirley said these is red flags. Sister, this dude right here, you're gonna have to come to an understanding of exactly what you're dealing with here. This dude's a little bit different now. He also said he wants to propose if I take him back. Do you think he's truly in love with me, or will his paranoid behavior continue? Yeah, it's going to continue. What's going to stop him from being so in love with you and not helping himself? What's going to stop him from being jealous? What's going to stop him when he finally gets convinced that you're cheating to act on it? Because, see, people like that, they don't search. When I find out what it is that I think you cheating with me on, there has to be some more to the story. You ain't even found out what the repercussions is for the cheating. Mm. See,
good point. You haven't
even discovered that yet.
That's a good
And then
point,
you
Steve.
Said in the letter, do you think he's truly in love with me? I think the real question is, are you truly in love with him? Because while he was going through your stuff, you said, it's cool. I'm breaking up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know that you truly in love with him. You didn't say that nowhere in the letter. All you got is this real jealous dude. So if I were you, I would be a little bit concerned with this jealous paranoia. Because once he is convinced that you are cheating, which you are not, and he gets to smelling stuff and misinterprets one smell, what's going to be the consequences?
And if you got to do all of that.
Wait a minute. I done smelled these panties. What is this cigar smell?
Exactly.
Why your panties smell like cigar? Where you been? Steve smokes cigars.
Oh, wait, what? he dragged you into it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You gonna write in on a letter on him. Now you over there seeing him and everything. Hold up, dog. So, lady, if I were you, I would be a little bit concerned. Any questions about this letter, guys?
No. I mean, she put in here, that they love the Lord. They both love the Lord and have stable careers. And she can't even.
Hold on, whoa. All us love the Lord.
Exactly.
All us got stable careers. But we not at the house smelling our mate's panties.
Oh, my God.
So crazy.
All us love the Lord and all us got stable. Mm-hmm. I'm not in there smelling Marjorie's drawers.
Drawers? I knew you was going to say drawers.
You're not doing it.
Do it.
And then he just pops up over her house unannounced.
It's a red flag
these are too many red flags. It's just too much.
So this what if he pops up over his house and he think you cheated over your house? This dude is different.
I just don't want her to get weak because he's begging her back, you know, and take him back because she thinks he's going to change. I don't want that to happen because that will, that has happened, you know, so many times before. Well, anyway, don't take him back, please. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior Sports Talk in full effect. We got some sports to talk about, Junior. Coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Juarez, Mexico, is one of the most famous border cities in the world. And for 30 years, it's been home to a series of unsolved murders. Hundreds of young women have disappeared there without a trace.
Numbers started to rise, and then a lot of theories were floated up. The serial murder, the cartels, some sort of strange devil worship.
In Forgotten Women of Juarez, we follow a story that's left a trail of destruction in its wake, with FBI agents, forensic experts, reporters, and victims' families.
There could be an abduction in broad daylight. No one saw it. No one talked about it. These were like ghosts.
And we discover a web of corruption on both sides of the border.
It was scary when you think about who may be involved. Oh my God, it's like, oh my God.
It's a very, very, very dangerous place of the city. I wouldn't recommend you guys to go back.
Binge the first season now and find Forgotten Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. I host The Bobby Bones Show, and I'm pretty much always sleepy because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. A couple hours later, I get all my friends together, and we get into a room, and we do a radio show. We share our lives, we tell our stories, we try to find as much good in the world as we possibly can, and we look through the news of the day that you'll care about. Also, your favorite country artists are always stopping by to hang out and share their lives and music too. So wake up with a bunch of my friends on Q104.1 in Greensboro or wherever the road takes you on the iHeartRadio app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.